And sometimes I ask myself, did you think that was all it was? Before you started visiting with Trampas and listening every time he lifted up his cap to scratch, did you truly think that having a little pity and a little love in your soul were the only things that set you apart from the others? Or were you fooling yourself about that, too? I don't know for sure, but maybe I can find myself innocent on that particular charge. I really did not understand that my talent goes far beyond progging and breaking. I'm like a microphone for a singer, or a steroid for a muscle. I hype them. Say there's a unit of force, call it darks, all right? In the study, 20 or 30 people might be able to put out 50 darks an hour without me. With me, maybe it jumps to 500 darks an hour. And it jumps all at once. Listening to Trampas's head, I came to see that they considered me the catch of the century, maybe of all time, the one truly indispensable breaker. I'd already helped them to snap one beam, and I was cutting centuries off their work on Shardik's beam. And when Shardik's beam snaps, lady and gentlemen, Gan's can only last a little while. And when Gan's beam also snaps, the Dark Tower will fall, creation will end, and the very eye of existence will turn blind. How I ever kept Trampas from seeing my distress, I don't know. And I've reason to believe that I didn't keep as complete a poker face as I thought at the time.